Are you ready to step out in faith, be set apart, and make a difference in your community just like Abraham did? Today is filled with divine opportunities, so let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hope you're having a great day today as you drive into work and you're getting all pumped up for what God wants to do in your heart and in your life today. We are diving into God's Word, and we are in a series called Abraham. And I would encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app inside the huddle. If you haven't downloaded the app, I want to encourage you to do that. That is how we can be most effective as grassroots people together in Washington. We can do push notifications, text messaging, giving you practical steps that you can take in the public square. So download the Washington Defender app and make sure you place this inside of your huddle. Drawing a huddle so that you can take action. So we are in Romans chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Remember that the Abraham account comes from Genesis 11 to Genesis 25. Is this blessing then on the circumcised or on the uncircumcised also? For we say faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it credited, while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Now, over the last few days, we've answered this question over and over and over. Faith came first, law came second, gospel came third. So we see that it's faith, law, gospel, or Jesus. And we also know that Jesus was proclaimed to faith of Abraham, because the New Testament tells us that. It says, now, then what was it credited, while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. So we confirm that fact. And received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while uncircumcised. So circumcision was simply a sign. It was not salvation. It was not imputed righteousness. It's the seal of the righteousness. So it's the sign of righteousness of the faith which had been uncircumcised, so that he might be the father of all who believe without being circumcised, that righteousness might be credited to them. So Abraham became the father of all who believe without being circumcised. So you may not be circumcised today, and you're thinking, I'm a Gentile. Well, good. Do you have faith like Abraham? Do you believe God and take him at his word? Because if you do, and you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Isn't that powerful? And that is the faith of Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also follow in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had while uncircumcision. So he's the father of the Gentiles, and he can be the father of the Jews, the chosen people of God. So this last little part, but who also follow in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham. That is what we're going to focus in on today. What are the steps that Abraham did? Now, some of his steps that he took didn't necessarily please God, because the Bible is so accurate and so transparent. It records both our biblical heroes' failures and their successes in glorifying God. It shows their sinful behavior and the other things. Now, I'm not going to be able to do an exhaustive study on Abraham, but I want to do a flyover through Genesis chapter 11. So, and Abraham is born in Genesis chapter 11, and God calls Abraham to leave his country and family for Canaan in Genesis chapter 12. Verses 1 through 3. So one of the footsteps that we can follow in is that God calls his people out and calls us to, yes, to be missionaries around the world, but also to be a missionary into our communities and those around us. And so Jesus said this, unless one leaves his father and mother and forsakes his father and mother and loves me more than them, you can't be my disciples. So this whole concept of leaving your family is very important. It may not be a physical leaving, but it's definitely if they have false gods or they have false religions or they have all these kind of things, that God is asking you to be set apart for him, for his glory, for his righteousness, for all that he has today. It also, you maybe have a Christian family, but you're working in a secular location. You need to be set apart today. God calls you to step out and to be different than your fellow countrymen. So Abraham obeys and travels to Canaan with Sarai. So Abraham and Sarah, I'm just going to use their secondary names that God gave them, and Lot. And so he obeys. And so that's a footstep that we can take. Are we going to obey God today and be set apart for him today? So God appears to Abraham in Shechem and promises the land of the descendants. So God gives a promise to Abraham. And this would be a promise specifically to the Jews and to the nation of Israel, and that Father Abraham was given directly. And so if you're like me and you're a Gentile, this promise isn't necessarily directly for you, except that we have a promised land in heaven and the New Jerusalem. So this is a beautiful thing. And then Abraham journeys south and experiences famine leading him to Egypt. So Abraham goes to Egypt, and this is before Joseph goes to Egypt. And we're going to see that them going back and forth, and Jesus goes to Egypt. You're going to see that pattern that is going to emerge. And so Abraham asks Sarah to say that she's his sister, and they are expelled from Egypt by Pharaoh. So they come back, and Abraham returns to Canaan, settles in Bethel, and separates from Lot. So he comes back to the land that he's given. You're seeing that pattern over. Jesus goes down to Egypt, comes back. And so he's foreshadowing really the Messiah, what the Messiah will do, just as if when Joseph went down and then came back. There's just that pattern. God reaffirms his promise, telling Abraham his descendants will inherit the land he sees, Genesis 13, 14 through 18. Again, that land is promised. So you say, how do I follow in those footsteps? Remember, God has a promised land for you. He has a final destination, which is not here right now. So you say, well, why do I get involved in the here and right now? It's because we are to see and win as many people to Christ as we can. God has called us out of darkness into light and to be salt and light in the world. Abraham rescues Lot after he's taken captive during a war of kings in Genesis 14. So we're supposed to rescue those who are oppressed. Melchizedek blesses Abraham in Salem. Abraham gives Melchizedek a tenth of everything. We're supposed to tithe. God makes a covenant with Abraham, promising descendants as numerous as the stars and the land, Genesis 15, 1 through 21. Again, that promise that goes, Sarah gives Hagar to Abraham, Ishmael is born. So here we see a negative example of Abraham. We're not supposed to take God's promises into our own hand, our own hands, and try to do our own way. So those were all the steps prior to him being circumcised. And this is the area of faith that Abraham had. Now, I want to complete Abraham's story just to give you an overview. But in Romans, when it says we can follow in the footsteps of Abraham prior to him being circumcised, this is what it's referring to. So God renames Abram to be Abraham and Sarah to be Sarah, institutes this covenant of circumcision. So these are steps after her words. Abraham obeys and circumcises all the males in his household. And so Genesis 17, again, obedience. God and angels visit Abraham and Sarah and promise of Isaac's birth. So here we have God and angels appearing to Abraham saying, you're going to have a child. Kind of like when Mary had and Joseph had angels appear to them. Abraham pleads for Sodom on behalf of the righteous. So we can follow in these footsteps as well, that when people are stuck in sin, we pray for them. We plead for them. Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed. Lot is saved. Abraham looks on. So Abraham travels to Gerar, and Sarah is taken by Abimelech, but restored. So we have those stories. Again, you're going to have to go back and study all this. This is just tons of scripture that I had to read. Isaac is born to Abraham and Sarah. Abraham is 100 years old, Genesis 21. So we see this promise of a child. Sarah is barren during the whole time. Abraham's unable to produce, and we know that Isaac is eventually born. This is why the scripture says Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? Because the covenant goes through those and is reminded through those. Hagar and Ishmael are sent away. So that was the child of uncircumcision, and that he tried to do it in his own way. Abraham makes a covenant with Abimelech at Beersheba. God tests Abraham by commanding him to sacrifice Isaac. Abraham obeys, and God stops him. So remember, in the New Testament, it says that Abraham saw the day of Jesus. That's one of those. In John, I believe it is. And then Galatians, I believe it is, that Abraham was preached the gospel before him. So I believe that Abraham believed in the resurrection. Sarah dies at the age of 127, and Abraham purchases Machpelah for her burial. And Abraham arranges for Isaac to marry Rebekah. Abraham dies and is buried by his sons Isaac and Ishmael at Machpelah. I don't even know how to say that. So what is our public square application for today? Will you follow in the footsteps of Abraham today? Will you be a person of faith? Will you be obedient? Will you step out and be set apart? Will you believe in the promise even though it seems to tarry and delay? Will you stand firm knowing what God has started, He's faithful to complete? Are you ready to rescue the righteous from the evil schemes of the unrighteous? Will you wait upon God for His promise to be fulfilled? That's our question. As you go into that public square today, God wants to use you mightily. And He wants you to know that even though you're a Gentile, I'm a Gentile, we are Gentiles, that salvation is through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. That He goes before us in all things. So let me close in a word of prayer, and then, we'll call it good for today. But I hope that encourages you about the footsteps of Abraham. Heavenly Father, we just thank You that You've so clearly outlined the footsteps of Abraham. God, let us be men and women of faith today. Let us be obedient. Let us be set apart and called out from our own families and countries to live a life that glorifies You. Help us to rescue the righteous from the wicked, God, to give them words and instructions and boldness and courage. Let us stand for righteousness in the public square today. God, help us to take the gospel message out. And so, God, go before us in all things today. Surround us in all things today. By Your stripes, we are healed. And we thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy, and Your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.